Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Best Life Cafe. Hope you have your coffee with you. Today we have an amazing show with the amazing psychic medium Alex Levy. And Alex was on our show last year, and since then, Alex has just blossomed in the world, and he's out there. And I saw his picture yesterday on his new, improved, awesome website, and I was like, he's absolutely adorable. He is best known as an intuitive and creator of the spirit-guided oracle cards, which we're going to be talking about. And he has been featured on radio shows and podcasts, and he's demonstrating his gifts to audiences around the globe. So good morning to my co-host, is Carrie Butler, who's here with us, and Alex Levy. Welcome to the Best Life Cafe.
Thank you so much for having me back. Good morning.
So excited. I just want to shout out to our listeners real quick that if you want to call in today for a free mini reading from Alex, the number to call in is 646-787-1842, and we're taking your calls live today. So give us a shout.
Yeah, Alex would love to chat with you guys. So, Alex, I'm so excited to have you back on the show. There's so much we want to talk about. I want to get into, like, how you created your Oracle deck and what motivated you to do it. But here's, like, one of the things that when I was reading your bio getting ready for the show, It says on your website you are a sixth sensory. What does that mean? Did I say it right?
You did say it right. So I think sixth sensories is interchangeable with intuitives. I feel like it's the more modern, I don't know, it just feels more modern. But I do feel like we are all sixth sensory beings. We intuit information with our six senses, which is our psychic senses. And that's what I really love talking about. Like, intuition really fires me up and excites me. So I feel like I truly live my life from an intuitive perspective. I'm always kind of tuning in to my body, to my psychic senses. And I think when people do that, that's when we can tap into inspiration. That's kind of how the spirit-guided oracle came to me. And through really other things, awesome other things can happen, I think, when we allow ourselves to be inspired and tap into our inner wisdom that we all have.
I love that. You know, I it's true because, like, you know, every day I meditate and I go throughout my day, and I don't even know how to say it. It's like I forget sometimes that we are, you know, spiritual beings, and, like, I just go up in my head and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I'll, like, be driving and go, oh, my God, I got to listen to Abraham, and just, like, and it just brings me back down to, like, the universe, if you will. And it's just like, right. Like, we, you know, like, get out of your head, like, let's see what's really happening. Like, and when I, like, when I teach my emergency preparedness too, like, one of the things that I share with people is, like, if there's a situation, it's like, get conscious, like, really get grounded in what is happening. And I feel like that is, like, that's the way to do your life. That's the way to do every day, right? And and I forget that all the time. Like, I'm constantly reminding myself, like, be present, be here. I love that.
Yeah, we need that reminder. And I think, like you said, sometimes I think people don't like to get present because it can feel uncomfortable sometimes. It feels like uncharted territory. Because it's really, we're trusting the invisible, but we have to be willing to trust, and we have to be willing to feel to get into that place out of your head, like you're saying, to get into your heart space, to connect with your spirit, and to listen to your intuition.
Wow. You know, I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and it's like, I 100% agree, and I know that there are times in my life when my intuition is so spot on that I'm a gut person. So if I usually get that ing feeling when I know something's truth or I know something's right, I get a feeling in my body. Like, and when I get that, and I think the first time that happened to me probably was just about 2 years ago when I started to really tune into myself, and I was like, oh my God, every time I get that feeling, is that my higher wisdom telling me this is truth? Do you understand what I mean about that feeling?
Yeah.
In
oh,
your
absolutely.
Body? Okay. Yeah. So when I was listening to you guys talking, I thought about, you know I'm intuitive and I always know when I know something. And there are many times when I know it that I actually go back, regress into denial, because like sometimes how do you call people out if you know they're lying, or how do you know what I mean? Like there's certain things that tell you the truth that you're like, I don't even want to expose that I know this is true. That's just what was coming up for me. I was thinking that how many times my intuition has told me the truth and I've refused to listen to it. So I just kind of wanted to touch on
why. And then later down the road, then you beat yourself up saying, oh, I wish I would have done that, or I should have said something, right?
Well, I totally knew this.
Yeah, you totally knew that. Shame on me for knowing
that person wasn't being honest, or for knowing, you know, that things weren't exactly how they say. And just even in all aspects of life, you know, children, relationships, work, like there's all these things that kind of tune you into what's true and what's true for you and your feelings. And oftentimes we ignore that. So how does a person really just own their intuition and start living their lives that way, because when all these other people are kind of around you, not really living in theirs, that makes any
right.
sense.
That's a
I'm
great,
complicated. Sorry.
No, that's a great point. And my first advice is to honor every emotion that comes up, because I think oftentimes in this kind of new thought world, we like the positive affirmation everything away, right? We don't
right.
like to feel the yucky kind of, you know, negative per se emotion. And I love what quote Danielle Laporte says, and she says, negative feelings are just wake-up calls. So I would say honor and allow yourself, if you're feeling like yucky with a person, if you're feeling like a negative emotion, anger, resentment, like red flag, oops, what do I do? I would say don't try and, you know, superficially work through it and be like, oh, it's going to be okay, or I'm think positive. Like, let yourself stay there. Let yourself feel it. And honor,
wow,
I think by doing that, you're honoring your intuition, because it's one thing, like you said, to just know, okay, I got a feeling. The hard part, I think, for people, like you're saying, is to take that next action step. And it's like, well, what are you going to do? You have a feeling, but what are you going to do with it? You can take action.
Right.
You can ignore it. And how everybody responds is going to be different. And that's where it's important to be discerning with people, right? And know that there's a difference between being judgmental or making a discerning choice. But I would say honor every emotion that comes through, and by doing it, you're honoring your intuition, and then those choices are going to be easier to make in the moment. Like, should I just, you know, not be with this person right now, or do I need to step away? And I love, the quote from, and that quote, like, negative feelings by Danielle Laporte, they're wake-up calls. So ask yourself, why am I feeling this? Because there's a reason.
Yeah, and then learning how to take that step back has really been a learning process for me, because I am a feeling person, so I'm usually, like, more spontaneous, you know, on how I respond. And so when you have to take a step back and observe, I think that also helps you trust your intuition more. And so I'm really, really right now in my life just learning how to go, we're going to pause here. I'm going to feel this out better. And I'm appreciative of that, because I've made some really quick decisions based on just going with my emotional feelings in the moment, you know.
And that's actually an oracle card in the deck, Kathy. That's actually one of the cards.
What?
It's called detachment. It's about stepping back, exactly what you said.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to pull some cards. Okay, cool. So let's talk about the Oracle cards and what led you to do Oracle cards and what Oracle actually is.
So I love Oracles. I always have. And I actually started getting into cards when I was 13. And I remember when I was around 13 or 14, I wanted to make my own deck then. And my mom took me to the art supply store, and we got like watercolor paper and we cut little squares out. And I I think I only made like four or five. And then we took them to Office Depot and I got them laminated. And I wish I still had them. So it's always something. I know, wouldn't that be fun? It's always something
that'd
I wanted
so
to do.
Fun.
And I would say it happened about 3 years ago. Wasn't really on the radar. And it was one of the few times where I had a psychic download, meaning like spirit gave me information that was so big that it literally woke me up out of bed. And I immediately grabbed my notebook and I started writing things down. And I think the first night I maybe wrote down or channeled, however you want to say it, probably maybe 4 to 6 cards. I saw them in my head. Like I saw what the card was. I saw what it was going to be called. I knew the meaning of it. And then throughout the process of about 2 weeks, the whole deck came to me. And so that's kind of how it happened. And then it took 3 years to kind of birth it, create it, find the artist.
Sure.
And it was an awesome process. So I'm super proud of it.
How did you, like in your mind, when you were envisioning them, did you have an idea of like what you wanted them to look like, and then you had to seek out the artist, or did you like look around? Like how did you? Because the art on oracle cards, on any cards, is so important, and there's so many meanings in the pictures themselves. You know,
exactly.
So how did you land? How did you land on the artist that you chose, and like, what was that process like?
So the first part of your question is, I wrote all the cards out first, and at that point, I had some visual ideas and what they would look like, and then there were some cards I said, I have no clue what this is going to look like, but they were written out. And then there was probably a while where I had no artist, and I didn't know get them made. And I wasn't worried. Like I just knew it was going to happen. And then it was truly like serendipitous. I was at a salon and I met a girl who was just super cool. We started chatting, but nothing about cards, just like normal friendly chit chat. And I found her on Facebook. Her name's Nicole. And I wrote her this message because I knew she was an artist, but we didn't talk anything about cards or oracles. I didn't tell her what I did. And I emailed her on Facebook. I said, hey, Nicole, I don't know if you know what oracle cards are, but I'm writing a deck, and I'm wondering if you may be interested in doing commission work. And lo and behold, she wrote me back saying, OMG, I love angel cards. I'm obsessed. This is the coolest idea. And then it just happened. And then we connected, and we gelled, and we had a really awesome partnership. And Nicole really – you know, we would have meetings and I would say, okay, this is what this card is. And sometimes, you know, she would just kind of completely interpret and channel through Reiki, actually. That's how she does a lot of her art, the imagery and behind the cards. So it was a really cool collaboration. And then there were some cards I told her, like, okay, Nicole, this is what I see. And then she interpreted them literally. And then other cards just kind of happened more abstractly.
Wow,
that's a great story.
It's a gorgeous deck. It is an absolutely magnificent deck on so many levels. So you mentioned angel cards, and I just wanted for our listeners that might be a little bit like, well, what's the difference between an oracle and an angel card? Like, could you just share a little bit about that and, you know, so that people have a little bit more clarity?
So I think angel cards are a more specific type of oracle cards, all right? So there's a broad category, like under the category of oracle cards, there are color cards, there are affirmation cards, there are angel cards. So like broad terms is oracle cards. Angel cards are more specific the theme of the deck is focused on archangels, guardian angels, or just angels in general. So it's just more of a specific to the point type of deck focused just on angels. And I will say that my deck originally was going to be an angel deck, and then it kind of evolved when I started getting like spirit guides coming through the cards. And I said, you know what, like I didn't want to just identify it as an angel deck, but there, if you look at the cards, there's a lot of angel imagery in there. So it's kind of like a hybrid angel or a cold spirit guide deck.
And then doesn't the number of cards, because there's like the tarot cards, which has like 72 or something like that. And then the oracle are only they're smaller deck. Is that just like number wise?
Traditionally. And I did decide to kind of follow the tradition, the oracle cards. A lot of them traditionally fall under 44 cards because it's a pretty angelic angel number, 44. So I did keep it 44 cards, and there's a little guidebook that goes with it too. But they can vary. I've seen Oracle decks with, 70 cards, 60, 100. It just really depends on, the creator and the author.
Let's give a little taste of a reading.
I'd love to.
Hold on. All right, here we go. Caller, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, Alex is here to take your question. So go right ahead.
Hi. What is your name?
Oh, hey, my name is Cherry. How are you, Alex?
I'm great. What can I do for you?
I'm in physical therapy right now. I was in an automobile collision. Just wanted to see if you see things clearing up for me and within 5 to 8 months, because the doctor has me on physical therapy right now.
Okay. So I'm not a medical intuitive, but what I am going to do is pull some oracle cards. And let's phrase this to see what spirit wants you to know so you can have the best healing outcome. Okay?
Please. Thank you.
All right. All right, and so here's what I feel like is going on. I feel like, you said this was 6 months ago that this happened?
No, this happened 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Okay. Oh, all right. So, wow, but I feel like even though this happened 2 weeks ago, I feel like I have to give you props because you feel pretty grounded. So I feel like you've already probably started to do some good work to kind of integrate back into the healing mode or kind of set this healing into place. Because the first card I pulled up was charging. So the charging card forward when we need to refill and recharge ourselves back up. But I already feel like you've started that process. So I do want to acknowledge that, this is a big shakeup energy-wise probably to you. It would be to anybody. Right? I feel like you have already been doing work. Do you feel like that? You've already started to do some healing stuff?
Yeah, it's working temporarily. So, once I do the physical therapy, it does help, but then it just goes back to just some pain. So they tell me that it's going to take a while. That's all.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think all healing, we like to put time constraints on healing things, but I do just want to remind you the charging card also has the imagery of Archangel Michael on here. Okay. So just please know that you are surrounded and protected by your angel guides and Archangel Michael. And then I also do feel like the card I pulled afterwards is unity. All right. So I just want you to know, like, when this happened, your guides were with you, your spirit helpers were with you, and they are going to still help you. And I do feel like there's going to be almost a little bit of a spiritual growth that's going to happen, almost as, like, I guess you could say, as a benefit from this kind of accident. So I do feel like you may feel like your dreams are going to get more vivid, that your intuition is going to be a little stronger. So, So, but keep doing the work. Physical therapy is going to be great, and know that you have a spirit team helping you. You may just have to take more time to kind of refill yourself back up.
Okay, I see. I definitely understand. That's fine.
But I can tell you're integrating. You're already doing good work. So I want to say, job well done, because you're doing the healing. You're taking the initiative. So I think you're going to be just okay. I really do.
All right. That sounds good. Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Okay, bye-bye.
You know what's so cute is that, you know, I have the switchboard here at home, and her number came up 111-111-111.
Oh, how cool.
You can't make that step up. So, Alex, before we move one second further, I want you to tell our listeners where they can find you and find a way to get readings from you. And so give us that whole spiel right now, and then I have a question for you.
Great. So everybody can find me at alexlevyonline.com. And you can also send me a DM or hello over at alexlevy_intuitive on Instagram.
Love me some Instagram. Okay, I love Instagram. Well, I mean, Snapchat and Instagram are close. They're close. But Instagram is really where there's so many people. It's amazing. So here's my question. You know, whenever I get that feeling, the intuition feeling, and I'm troubled with a situation, or I'm in the presence of somebody who I feel is troubled, I grab my cards and I do my own readings. And I often wonder, like, am I just, you know, when I do my own reading, like, what does a person, how do I ask this question? Sometimes I feel like, am I manipulating my own answer? Do you know what I mean? Like, how do you trust the cards? Like, when I pull a reading and I have a question in my mind and I pull the card, there's times when I'm like, ugh, or there's times when I'm like, perfect answer. And then I wonder if I'm manipulating that at all. So I just kind of wanted to talk about the self journey. I went out, I bought your cards, I'm at home, I'm excited, I'm shuffling the deck and I'm asking a question. How much of that is us and how much of that is, what do you believe, like with an oracle card reading, that you're getting the truth? Like, how does that?
So here's the thing.
I hope I'm
communicating
that right.
Yeah, you totally are. So oracles are simply tools, all right? And it's the intention that we use with any tool behind it that is going to help us get the result. But here's the thing. Oracles, when you're doing the reading for yourself, the oracle is going to present back to you with your vibrational frequency. So think about oracles as mirrors, because that's really what's happening. So it's not that you're manipulating the cards. It's that the oracle is presenting to you what is happening current state. It's really literally matching your vibrational frequency, and it's a mirror. And it's showing you patterns. It's showing you things that are in your unconscious or in your subconscious that can help you to get unstuck. But it's really about self-reflection. And self-reflection isn't always easy because we don't always want to see stuff that may not be so happy, right?
Right.
Right.
That's really it. And then I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick another card then. Fine, I'll pick another
one.
So on that same note, I'm going to go ahead and just give you, like, so for me, I've had, you know, really pretty much from this time last year to this time this year, just such a roller coaster ride of life. And I'm right now at a place where in the next 5 days I'm taking really a vacation for the first time since last July, even though I went to Spain. That wasn't a vacation, it was work. Like anybody who's like rolling their eyes. But so I'm taking some time out from my life. I feel super excitement about it today. I'm like, I cannot wait to get out of here. But I also, during that time, need to make some really strong decisions on how I want my life to go in the next year. Like, I'm really clear that there's some things that can't stay in my life, some people that can't stay in my life. Like, there's a lot of things. So I just wondered if you would pull a card for me and see what you get. Because I'm really going into self-reflection mode in the next 2 days. Yeah.
Well, that sounds like an awesome trip, by the way.
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right. Okay, so the card I pulled, I'll tell you the image first. I told Nicole when we were making the deck, I said, you know what, I love mermaids. I've always loved mermaids, so we have to make a mermaid card. So she created this gorgeous mermaid sitting on the rock over a beautiful sunshine on the water. All right, and the water reflects our emotions, right? The water is the element of emotion. So the card I pulled for you, Kathy, is forgiveness. Okay, so there's an emotional element that's going on, like what you were saying, right? So, you know, I think people think, well, I don't need to forgive. And it's like, well, there's always something that we need to forgive, because there's no, if you don't have anything to forgive, then there's no healing to happen. So I think Spirit is telling you to use this time to not only work through yourself and get back in touch with you and your spirit, but to also figure out, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to maybe release that's not serving me to help me move into this next cycle I'm going through? And I think forgiveness is really the core of healing. So I think this is what this time is going to be good for. And remember, the first place I think we need to, the first person we always need to forgive is ourselves. You know, if you can't forgive anybody else, start it with yourself. And I think that's what this mermaid is coming to let you know.
Alex, you couldn't be more spot on. I'm actually going to be in the ocean all day tomorrow, so that's on point.
Oh.
And you really felt, you know, like that was absolutely not what I expected to hear. And as soon as you said it, like literally punched me in the gut and tears welled up in my eyes, because there's some real truth to that. So thank you. I actually have another caller, so if you don't mind, I'm going to take another call.
Let's do it.
All right, hang on. And thank you. Hi, caller 486. What can I do for you?
Hi, this is Camille. And I actually, hi, Kathy. this is my first time calling in. My first time actually listening to this show, and this is awesome, so thank you. I actually wanted to ask about my daughter, if that is something you can do, Alex.
Yeah, can you get a little more specific?
Yeah, absolutely. My daughter, she's had, you know, some struggles. She's some addiction struggles, and she's trying to find her way through that now. And, I, of course, worry about her. She's 28 years old and lives out on her own, but and far away from me. So I just try to see if, you know, she's going to heal from this. And
So the card I pulled for your daughter, I got the expression card. Okay. And the card is all about, I think, her really blossoming and stepping into her most authentic self, but I also do feel like there's a creative behind her. There's a lot of, I feel like she gets inspired easily, and I do, can you understand a creative element with her?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So I do really feel like she's moving, like she's blossoming, and that's kind of how I see her, like Spirit keeps showing a flower unfolding and blooming. So I do feel like, you know what, maybe the struggle she was going through, I feel like it's like petals off a flower dropping away, because I do see her kind of stepping up and leveling up in a little bit. But I do think with her, to stay kind of on the right path, if you will, she's got to continue to do things that utilize her creative energies, because she is so creative. And is she more introverted?
You know, she ebbs and flows with that. It depends on where she is in that cycle of her addiction.
Because I don't always feel like she feels like she can express herself. That's the expression. I feel like sometimes she holds back. So I feel like, you know, continue to be her cheerleader and help her maybe find more of a support team where she feels more able to express and safe. But I do feel like, you know what, she's moving into her own woman, and I think she has a lot of creative potential too.
Okay, great. She's been doing some serious writing, so that's good to know.
Great.
Wow.
That's awesome.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Girl, I love you.
Love you too. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I have another caller, Alex.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love you. Shout out to my girl, Camille, who I will be spending the next 4 days with starting on Friday.
Oh,
so I'm super excited about that. She's like, shout out to the goodbye crew right now. Okay, moving on. Here we go. Next caller. Hello, caller 917-538.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Hannah.
Hi. Hi, Hannah.
Hi. And I want to know what you see for my career. If you see anything growing, changing, or moving forward, please.
All right, Hannah. So I feel like you're I can feel like the anticipation of wanting to kind of make a change. Is that kind of where you're at right now?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I'm getting for you. It's almost like you're a step ahead of yourself. So Spirit is showing me, like, you know what? Sometimes we have to go back to the basics, go back to the beginning, and get a little bit more clear on what it exactly is we want to happen. So I feel like for you right now, it's like I can feel like the stuff is like bubbling up, like, but it's almost like, okay, wait a minute. Let's take a step back, breathe, and get a little bit more specific, because I think their intentions are not quite so clear. And then when you do get specific, I think it's really important to voice them, whether that's with a coach or a friend or somebody who's going to help you to hold yourself accountable. And I do feel like there is going to be a shift with work, and but I want you to stay optimistic, because I do feel like the work is going to be different from I do feel like it's going to be a totally different type of work. Can you understand that?
I hope so.
Yeah. So I think I think right now it's about, you know, don't rush it, okay? And don't just jump into it because you're like, I have to get out of this, or I need to do something else. I would almost say slow down a little bit more, and breathe, and take it a little bit slower for now, and until you get really comfortable and you're solid in what it is you really want. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
I hope
you.
That helped. But yeah, thank you.
Thank you, caller, for calling in. Appreciate you. And now I have another caller. Oh my goodness, I love this. This is like, I just want to do a quick moment of shout out. Carrie and I got our stats yesterday from our show, and we have had 9,006 listeners to this show. Like, 9,000 is so amazing, and we have our regular listeners, and I just want to give you a super shout out for those people who are streaming and downloading our podcast on iTunes. I couldn't be more appreciative. So we both thank you so much for that, putting us up on the map here. Okay, next caller. Hold on. Caller 567-356. You're on the air.
Kathy?
Yes?
Hi, it's Teresa.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Teresa?
Teresa? Hi, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hello.
Hey, love, all my friends are coming in. Okay, do you have a question for Alex today?
I do. I'm actually going to ask if I am meant to stay in the area I'm in.
Good girl.
Geographically.
All right. So here's the thing, Teresa. I'll definitely pull a card for you, but I want to remind everybody, too, that everything exists in energetic potential, okay? So I don't want you to necessarily get too caught up in prediction stuff, like yes or no. Because predictions can sometimes be an obstacle, I think. And I think sometimes we give our power away to predictive things. All right. So, but I'm going to pull a card to see kind of what the potentiality could be for moving. And
absolutely. Yeah, I agree with all of that.
All right.
Yeah, me too.
So, interesting. So, I pulled two cards for you. And the first card I got is the sound guides. And the second card I got is light source. So what does this mean? So the sound guides come in as the validation that, you know what, you've been already getting the information of whether you should do this or not. And I feel like you are highly intuitive. Mm-hmm. And do you realize that you get information by hearing things sometimes? Like, you just like hear voice, like, you know, hear like, I should do this or I should do that. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, very much so, yes.
So the sound guys are coming in saying, you know what, we've already been giving you the messages. We're telling you, you know, your intuition, I think, has actually been pretty clear and specific. And the light source card is saying, you know what? You are so connected to spirit. You are a light worker. You are connected to your higher self strongly right now. All right. So it's almost like you already have the answer made. You already know the answer. And it's just like, like we were talking about earlier. It's like, you just have to trust it.
That's okay.
Wow.
Fabulous. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Cause my intuition is pretty good. Like Kathy's.
Yeah. I can sense it.
So basically the answer is yes, you need to move to Los Angeles so you can start your Reiki practice here and just move on. Okay, got it.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much. You guys are fab.
Drop the mic. We're good. Got it.
Yep.
Thank you guys.
Stay tuned on
You're
that
welcome.
One. I want to know when that decision is made, I'm going to come back on the show and share that with our listeners, because Teresa, I know you, and I know that I feel like you're probably in this situation where you're kind of like meh, you know, like nothing, it's doable where you're, and I don't know why I'm getting downloaded right now, but you guys know me, so I'm going to go with it. It's like you're kind of in a situation where you're like, this is okay and this is working, but this isn't filling a passionate side of me. Like there's a part of you that is not being filled where you're at. And that's all I have to say on that. I don't know why. Let me just tell you, I just got downloaded. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Follow
I appreciate
the joy.
It.
Follow the joy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, I love you guys.
Love you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Love you too.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Alex, you're bringing out my inner downloads. I love being in your presence.
I love it.
Honestly, I understand. Well, you know what's true about readings, and I think you and I and Carrie can all three agree with it, and sometimes I'll be talking to a friend who asks me for advice, and I'll get this, like, speech that just pours out of me with the best advice, and I'll look at her and be like, I have no idea where that came from. But I am a person that, you can get spoken through. Like, when you do a reading, you're being spoken through. Like, somebody's speaking to you, and you're putting that message to that person. And what happened just now with Teresa literally just poured out of my mouth. I know her, and I know she's in a state a million miles away from me right now. But at the end of the day, it was like something was telling me to tell her that. And so isn't it like when you are reading somebody, like, it's a download. Like, it's not your voice. Like, Dorian Virtue used to say it, and they would say blah. You just blah what comes out of your mouth.
Exactly.
And then you're
I love that.
I guess. Yeah. And so that was live in living color, exactly how a blah happens.
Yep.
I love it.
That's so true.
I feel like I'm getting my intuition back. Like, I've been out of sorts for a week, and I feel like I'm getting my intuition back finally.
Oh. It never left you.
You know, you know, I was, first of all, I just want you to know, I think spirit is like surging all through my room right now, the house, because my dogs don't usually bark when we're doing shows, but they have, like, I've been on mute a lot this show because they just keep barking and barking and barking. I'm like, so finally I just said, spirit, sit down, because, like, we got, like, hold on here. So two things, Alex. First of all, like, you know, we always talk you talk about intuition and like that's your thing. And what I was thinking about when you were reading these people, because if they just stopped for a minute and like really checked in with themselves, like they would realize what you were sharing with them, you know, like
right.
It's just like if you just check in and use your own, and it's such a tool. And, you know, like it's like, and you teach, don't you teach intuition, like how to use your intuition and stuff like that?
I do. I have my intuition camp program, which is going to be, the doors are going to be opening up in September. I'm only doing it now once a year. And it's a live. Yeah, it's only once a year. It's going to be in September of 2019. And it's going to be back to the roots of it. So I started in 2017. It's kind of gone through some phases, and I'm going back to the beginning. The beginning of it, which people really loved and told me, was they liked it being live and me walking through them weekly with exercises and strategies. And there's just magic when people come together as a group, too, in a live setting. I think that's when really cool things can happen. But yeah, I do teach that. And, you know, I also feel like, you know, people think maybe perhaps they don't trust their intuition because it sounds like them, right? Because it's not always this giant download that, like how I received the card. It's like, that doesn't happen all the time. It's not always this like giant booming voice, like, oh, I'm Archangel Michael. Like, this is what you need to do. It's fairly subtle. And I think that's why we dismiss it, because it is subtle. And I like to think of it as it's the more calmer, refined version of yourself.
Wow. Yeah, I think that that's like an illusion. Like, people think, like, you know, it's like these big giant aha moments, but it's I'm not going to, they're few and far between.
Yes,
but when you
are.
Really tune in to your intuition, you're right. It's like the softer, just like side, you know. Anyway, I love that. I'm excited about the intuitive camp. And I love that you call it camp. Like, I just think that
yeah,
is so much
fun.
Like, it's fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, is the information about it on your website?
People can, it is, and they can just sign up to go on the wait list and more information. Registration will probably open up in June or July. Yeah.
Awesome.
Love
and
that.
Then this is the, I'm really excited about the intuitive camp, but here's what I'm really excited about, and I want you to share with our listeners. So you are, and I think you're the first person that I know of that is creating a course about creating your own oracle deck, which,
yeah,
oh my God. So tell everybody about that, and I'm just so excited about that one.
Yeah, so I mean, I know I was Googling left and right when I was getting started, like, how do I make cards? And there is nothing. Like, there's nothing on the interwebs on how to create a deck. There were no resources. And it probably wouldn't have taken me 3 years if there were something like this when I was starting out. And then once the deck was out, I'm still to this day getting DMs and messages left and right, like, hey, I want to make a deck. What do I do? Or how do I do this? Or how do I find a printer? Or how do I? And I'm like, you know what? I just need to teach this, because I have so many resources available and I've learned so much because it has been 3 years. So I am putting together a pretty comprehensive live masterclass called How to Create an Oracle. And that's going to be on Sunday, June 2nd.
And is that going to be live as well?
It's going to be live. There's going to be a replay. And then I'm also taking a few people who I'm going to be coaching one-on-one if they want to go further. Yes, I'm putting all this up together. People, there's no sign up yet, but you can send me an email at assist@alexlevyonline.com to get all the details for when this becomes available.
Yeah, there's one person in particular that I really want.
Yeah, I love how much, you know, knowing I met you last year, and, you know, I'm not, but to see where you have taken this is just, you know, and you're just adorable, and I'm just so grateful to know you. So I really want to say thank you. What we're going to do now is we're going to do a Wayne Dyer Wednesday quote, and Carrie is going to pull a card, I'm going to pull a card, and you're going to pull a card. And I'm going to tell our listeners to just go ahead right now and take a deep breath and just kind of get into your own focus on what you want to know, and hopefully one of our cards will resonate for you. So, Carrie, you want to go first, or do you want me to go first? Carrie? I think she's on mute.
Sorry. I was on mute. I'm not on mute anymore. Who knows what these?
Okay.
Yeah, no, these little spirits. They're just like, I got it. I can do it right now.
Okay.
I'm gonna pull a card. So, Alex, you totally inspired me with the when you were sharing Kathy's card about the mermaids, because I was gonna read from another card deck, but my favorite deck right now, or not even right now, just always, is the Magical Mermaids and Dolphins. So,
yeah.
The card that I chose is Stay Optimistic. Your dreams are coming true. Don't quit right now before the miracles occur.
Yeah.
So, keep going, everybody. Just keep going. Keep on keeping on.
So I picked the 10 of Ariel. I'm using the Power Tarot deck. And I got, there is so very much to be grateful for, financial success and the promise of retirement, a rich and rewarding family life. I'm all in on all of that. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. I hope that helps somebody. Okay, Alex, your card. We know.
All right. The card I pulled is from the Spirit Guide Oracle, and it is called This Way or That Way. And the picture is like a beautiful forest with like a curvy little path. And this is just a reminder, like, there are always lessons to be learned. It's sometimes we have to think, we think like linear, like, you know, should I do choice A or choice B? Should I do this or that? And it's like, ultimately, it's not about what choice you make, because one road may take you there faster, right? Another may give you more bumps in your path, but ultimately you're going to get there. But it's really not about how fast or how slow you get there. It's about what you learn along the way. So I would say carry on. Like you said, Carrie, keep going forward and carry on.
Love that.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a Wayne Dyer Wednesday quote, and then we are going to close. And it says, the essential lesson I've learned in life is just to be yourself. Treasure the magnificent being that you are and recognize first and foremost you're not here as a human being only. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Mm. Hashtag Wayne Dyer Wednesday. All right, everybody,
beautiful.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Please subscribe, review, and download us to your iTunes library, and we will see you next week. Thank you, Alex, so much.
Thank you so much.
Love you. Aloha, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.